Not long ago, I sat in a meeting where the facilitator had just learned some new technique from a book, and they were determined to use it. Here's what happened. Someone asked a question, another person answered it pretty clearly, and then the facilitator of the meeting jumped in, not to add insight, not to clarify on something that might have been confusing, but to repeat both the question and the answer, word for word, sometimes almost twice. Now, if we were in a giant auditorium, or running some sort of hybrid meeting with terrible microphones, or speaking to a room full of people who couldn't hear well, fine. Repeating key points can be helpful. But there were seven people in the room, and it was like a dining room-sized conference room. We were all speaking at normal volume and very much capable of hearing one another. So instead of helping the conversation, the facilitator accidentally slowed it way, way down. Instead of making things clear, they made things feel repetitive. Instead of facilitating, they dominated the airspace. And it got me thinking. Some people misunderstand what facilitation actually is. Facilitating a meeting doesn't mean narrating everything. It doesn't mean restating every sentence. It doesn't mean jumping in at every turn just because you read a chapter about active listening last week. Effective facilitation is quieter than most people realize. To facilitate a meeting means the following. You guide the flow, you keep discussions on track, you move the group towards decisions, you remove obstacles, not creating new ones, and you help others speak, not speaking for them. A good facilitator is kind of like a good referee. They're present, they're aware, they're in control, but they are not the center of attention. And yet, in many meetings, the facilitator becomes the loudest voice in the room. Not because they need to be, but because they're trying just a bit too hard. Here's the truth. If your meeting has seven people in a small room, you don't need to re-explain what everyone can already hear. You don't need to repeat every question and every answer. You don't need to prove that you're facilitating. Just facilitate the meeting. That's it. Let the natural flow of conversation do the heavy lifting. When someone asks a question and another person gives a solid answer, let it stand. When the discussion is productive, stay out of the way. When the group is aligned, move them to the next agenda item. And when clarity is already present, don't muddy it with more words. Because over-explaining isn't leadership. Over-explaining is just noise. And meetings, frankly, already have enough noise. So the next time you're leading a meeting, remember this. Your job isn't to hear yourself facilitate the meeting. Your job is to help the team move efficiently from problem to dialogue to decision. Say what's needed and then stop talking.